bow your heads with me? Heavenly Father, we thank you for the many blessings you have bestowed on this community, and we pray tonight for your guidance, and that our decisions will always be for the greater good of our community. Please join me in prayer.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Counselor Damian Chambers and Counselor Jeff Ward are joining us. Number one on the agenda, approval of the agenda.
Some of the mayor's agenda, motion.
Second, no further discussion, call for the vote.
Mr. Waltershire?
Yes.
Ms. Anaya Flores? Mr. Chavez? Ms. Waters?
Yes.
Mr. Carter?
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes.
Mr. Forrest?
Yeah.
Ms. Niemeyer?
Yes.
Number two, routine and regular business. All matters under this heading are considered routine by the city council and will be acted upon in one motion. There will be no separate discussion of each item. If discussion is desired on a particular item, upon request, that item may be removed from the routine and regular business and be considered separately. And I would ask Chief Skinner to briefly discuss D1.
Thank you, Mayor and Council, for your time tonight. I bring to you tonight is a grant agreement with the New Mexico Department of Finance and Administration and with the local government of Carlsbad for the Enhanced 911 Act. This is part of the state legislature. It's a reoccurring grant that we have. If you read the briefing memo, it talks about it, that it won't exceed $141,750 for the fiscal year 2022 and 2023. Obviously, under the Enhanced 911 Act, there's a lot of things that go into it with our automatic routing, GIS location systems, and things like that. So there's a lot of extra costs that's incurred. So the Act actually provides a reimbursement for us to help make sure that we have the Enhanced 911 program in place. This will help pay for equipment, training, things that have to do with our equipment and our consoles and our dispatch center, and obviously helps provide the fastest 911 service that we can have. So there's a lot of technology that goes into this, and this is definitely reimbursement for those expenditures. So with that, I stand for any questions
or comments for Chief Skinner. Anyone? Thank you, Chief. We have a motion.
I do for Chief myself in this vote.
Okay, we have a motion and a second.
Mr. Waltershire?
No, second.
Ms. Anaya Flores? Mr. Chavez?
Yes.
Ms. Waters?
Yes.
Mr. Carter?
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes.
Mr. Forrest?
Yeah.
Ms. Niemeyer?
Yes.
All items in routine and regular business have passed. Number three, consider approval of temporary use application to allow mobile sales pending on city property at Leonidas San Jose Park, located at 300 Diaz by House of Grub, Africa Patrick Rento owner. Mr. Patrick.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor and council members. As stated, this is a request for permission from the city council to allow mobile sales of indoor food and drinks, non-alcoholic, on city property located at 300 Diaz Street in the Reyanaya San Jose Plaza for House of Grub. They wish to locate in this spot and operate from 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. Tuesday through Saturday, each week throughout the year. As stated in your packet, the city council has approved four other mobile vendors to operate within the Reyanaya San Jose Park. There's a map in your packet that shows the locations and the identity of the mobile vendors that have been approved so far. House of Grub wants to go basically more toward the corner of San Jose and Diaz Street. in the packet. House of Grove does have their business registration, and they have obtained their permit to operate for NMED, so they're ready to go on that front. Those are requirements for mobile vendors in the city. Planning staff would recommend approval of this request with the following conditions. The applicant shall not disturb the peace with a loudspeaker, megaphone, bell, music, or other disruptive noise. The applicant shall limit vending from 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. as part of the application information. Approval of this request grants permission to the applicant to vend food and drinks, non-alcoholic, on city-owned property in the Ray and I San Jose Plaza Park. Parking lots along DS Street from Wednesday, July 13, 2022 through Saturday, December 31st, 2022. And I'll stand for any questions you have.
Question or comments? Patterson?
Mayor, is Patrick here? Is the owner of this thing here?
Yes, I'm here.
Is he going to speak?
We'll ask him to speak as soon as the officer gets here.
Thank you.
No other questions? Thank you. Mr. Renfro, would you like to make a statement?
I'm Patrick, and House of Grove is a barbecue truck. We specialize in smoked meats. I'm operating at 1306 Miramont currently. I just feel that moving there would be better for my business. It's kind of small where I'm at, so I'm just hoping you guys accept it. And I'll abide by all the rules and keep it clean out of there.
Very good stuff.
I hear it. That's what they're saying. I put a lot of passion into it, so it shows in the food. So, I mean, I like doing it. So, I got a good feedback from the community, so saying that it's the best. I'm not trying to be the best, I'm just trying to be my best.
Further questions for Mr. Renfro?
May I make a motion for approval? No.
I'll second.
Thank you, Mr. Renfro.
Thank you.
We have a motion and a second.
Mr. Walker Tribe?
Yes.
Ms. Anaya Flores?
Yes.
Mr. Chavez?
Yes.
Ms. Waters?
Yes.
Mr. Carter?
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes.
Mr. Forrest?
Yes.
Ms. Neely?
Yes.
Application approved. Number four, consider approval of temporary use application to allow mobile sales vending on city property at the Carlsbad Beach Park located at 814 East Riverside Drive by Takaria Rosas, applicant Rosalba Ortiz, owner. Excuse me. Mr. Patterson.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor and council members. As stated, this is a request for permission from Takaria Rosas to locate in the beach, across that beach parking lot, to vend food and drinks non-alcoholic. They wish to locate Thursday through Sunday each week throughout the year from 12 to 10. I've provided a map in your packet showing the previously approved and current requests for mobile vending to locate in the beach parking lot. As you can see, Takaria Rosas wants to locate near the beach volleyball courts there on the west side of the parking lot. Planning staff would recommend approval of this request with the following conditions. The applicant shall not disturb the peace with a loudspeaker, megaphone, bell, music, or other disruptive noise. The applicant shall limit vending from 12 p.m. to 10 p.m. as per the application information. Approval of this request grants permission to the applicant to vend food in the city-owned beach parking lot from Thursday, July 14, 2022 until Saturday, December 31st, 2022.
Questions or comments for Mr. Patterson? Thank you, Mr. Patterson. Do we have anyone that would like to speak for this? Do we have the owner here? Okay.
I move for approval.
We have a motion to approve.
Second.
Second. No further discussion. Call for the vote.
Mr. Walterscheid?
Yes.
Ms. Anaya Flores?
Yes.
Mr. Chavez?
Yes.
Ms. Waters?
Yes.
Mr. Carter?
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes.
Mr. Forrest?
Yes.
Ms. Neely?
Yes.
Application is approved. Number five, consider approval of temporary use application to allow mobile sales vending on city property at Crossroad Beach Park located at 814 Riverside Drive by the frozen cactus applicant Dustin Bratcher, owner. Mr. Patterson.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor, council members. As stated, this is a request for permission from the frozen cactus to locate their mobile vending of snow cones on city property at the beach park. As you see on your map, they requested one or two locations. Either one, I think, would work for the planning department. So either one would be good. We would recommend approval of either one. I don't know that they would want to locate right in front of the beach volleyball courts like that, but I don't really see any issue with either one of the spots. They did not specify the hours of operation that they wish to abide by. That would be one of the conditions of approval from the planning department, is they need to provide that. The applicant also needs to secure their business registration with the city and their permit to operate from NED before they set up and start service. With that, the planning department would recommend approval of this request with the following conditions. The applicant shall not disturb the peace with a loudspeaker, megaphone, bell music, or other disruptive noise. The applicant shall submit hours of operation the days of the week that they will set up to operate. And approval of this request grants permission to the applicant to vend desserts and related food and drinks non-alcoholic on city-owned property in the beach parking lot from Wednesday, July 13th, 2022 until Saturday, December 31st, 2022.
Questions or comments from Mr. Patterson? Thank you, Mr. Pope.
Mr. Walsh.
Yes.
Ms. Anaya Flores.
Yes.
Mr. Chavez.
Yes.
Ms. Waters.
Yes.
Mr. Carter.
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez.
No.
Mr. Forrest.
Yeah.
Ms. Niemeyer.
Yes.
Application is approved. Number six, consider approval of ordinance 2022-07, an ordinance rezoning part of R2 Residential 2 District to C1 Commercial 1 District with approximately 0.34 acre property located at 512 West Ackerman Street. Applicant Chelsea Young. A, public hearing, and B, approval of the ordinance. We will now convene as a public hearing. And again, Mr. Patterson.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor and council members. As stated, this is a request to change the zoning from R2 Residential 2 District to C1 Commercial 1 District at 512 Hagerman Street. You'll see in the map provided in your packet, the properties to the northeast and west are zoned R2 Residential 2 District. The property to the south across the street is zoned C1 Commercial 1 District. Planning Department would not consider this a spot zone. This item appeared before the Planning and Zoning Commission at their June 6, 2022 meeting, and the commission considered the item and voted to recommend denial with a vote of 5 in favor of the denial, none against, none absent, and none abstaining. And I stand for any questions.
Question or comment, Mr. Patterson. Thank you, Mr. Patterson. Do we have anyone in the audience that would like to speak for the ordinance? For the ordinance. Yes, ma'am.
I'm here. My name is Chelsea.
Will you come forward and state your name for the record, please?
My name is Chelsea Young. I'm the one that filed the application. We're just trying to open up the bakery on our property for the two lots that are there. We used to have a house there. It's a family property. We're just trying to do something with it, be productive. It's commercial across the street, down the street. Not looking for anything huge, just to improve the property.
Question for comment.
What kind of bakery are you going to have, Chelsea? What do you think? What do you bake?
Well, not just cookies, because cookies are basic. Anybody can do it, but I mean, anything. My mom and I are more like on the Italian side of baking, so we like the little fancier desserts that you probably just can't get anywhere, but Danishes and different. friends and the works, yes. We should have baked some stuff.
Further questions? Thank you. Anyone else for the ordinance? If not, do we have anyone who would like to speak against the ordinance? Please state your name for the record, please.
My name is Sherry Williams. Thank you, Mayor and council members. At the June 6th meeting of the Zoning and Planning Commission, I presented both our protest from our neighborhood as well as the names of those who had signed in opposition. I would like to reiterate to you at this time those comments for your consideration. It's from the property owners of West Hagerman Street, is to the city of Carlsbad, in this case, the city council and members. Regarding the proposal for the zone change on 512 West Hagerman, Carlsbad. We, the undersigned property owners, respectfully request the denial of the proposed zoning change from residential to commercial for the property located at 512 West Hagerman Street. While it is not our intention to deny a bona fide business opportunity to anyone, it is our contention that the change, if granted, is incompatible with the nature and character of the existing neighborhood, is in direct conflict with the purposes of residential zoning as set forth in the code of ordinances, and that there are many other developed and already established areas within the city which are more suitable for this type of development. Our specific areas of concern include negative impacts to property values, destruction of the nature and character of the neighborhood through increased vehicle traffic from delivery and customers, increased noise and congestion, disruption and or interruption of residential activities, increased pollution from trash accumulation, and negative impacts to quality of air and light pollution. It is also a major concern that if the zoning change is granted, neither the city nor the affected property owners will retain any control over the eventual use of the property. And additionally, because the applicant lists her address as out of state, there is a real question as to whether her awareness or appreciation of the potential impacts to the existing neighborhood would ensue through the proposed change in zoning. In summary, we request the disapproval of the proposed change in zoning. We have a vested interest to maintain quiet and orderly residential neighborhood in which we have chosen to make our homes. Thank you very much.
Okay. Does the council have any questions for Sharon?
Oh, I'm sorry. I have a hearing problem. They're not like the real ones.
Yes. No questions from the council. Thank you, Sharon.
Okay.
Anyone else against the ordinance? Against the ordinance. If not, we will now reconvene the City Council to consider the ordinance.
Mayor, I think given the fact that none of the departments in the city were in favor of this zone change, the fact that in 11 years of being on City Council, I've never seen a 5-0 vote on planning and zoning because they never agree on anything. This is a 5-0 vote. I'm going to have to go with their recommendation to deny the zone change.
We have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? Not.
Let's vote, please. Yes, sir. Mr. Walsh, I vote for denial. Yes. Ms. Anaya Flores. Mr. Chavez.
Yeah.
Ms. Waters.
Yes.
Mr. Carter.
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes.
Mr. Forrest?
Yes.
Ms. DeMaio?
Yes.
Ordinance is denied. Number 7, consider approval of resolution 2022-29, a resolution stating the requirements for notice of public meetings of the governing body, boards, commissions, committee agencies, authorities, or other policy-making bodies of the city of Carlsbad. Ms. Morales, please.
Mayor and Council, state statute requires the governing body to annually adopt resolutions stating the requirements for notice of public meetings. The last amendments to this resolution and to the Open Meetings Act were made in 2013. Clerk's office is requesting your consideration of this resolution to remain in compliance with state statute.
Question or comment from Ms. Morales? Thank you.
Mr. Walterscheid?
Yes.
Ms. Anaya Flores? Mr. Chavez? Ms. Waters?
Yes.
Mr. Carter?
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes.
Mr. Forrest?
Yes.
Ms. Neymeyer?
Yes.
Number 8, consider approval of resolution 2022-30, a resolution requiring the removal of the weeds at 1019 North Mesa on the C. Emmett Brown, care of Billy and Maxine Horton. Mr. Wick.
Thank you, Mayor, members of the council. This is property that's located at 1019 North Mesa in a residential area near Mesa and Pierce Street. The property appears to have a residence that is currently vacant. The assessor's office lists a C. Emmett Brown, care of Billy and Maxine Horton, as either owning or having an interest in the property, and that the address listed for the owners is 2921 Palo Alto Street, Carlsbad, New Mexico. Although the property appears vacant, I saw there was a vehicle parked under the carport as of June 24, 2022, but the property is not being maintained. Tall grass and weeds fill the backyard and alley, and there's debris and dead trees on the property. Code enforcement has been to the property. The property is a problem, and complaints about weeds on the property and the alleyway has come to the attention of code enforcement about this condition. The property was inspected by the city code enforcement officer and the fire marshal, and they found that it remains out of compliance with applicable codes. The tall grass, weeds, debris, and dead trees remain on the property. The fire marshal also found that the property presents an extreme fire hazard to responding firefighters and emergency personnel. A resolution has been prepared, which, if adopted, would require the owner or occupant to remove all ruins, rubbish, wreckage, debris, and weeds from the property within 30 days of service of the resolution. On June 29, 2022, my office sent a certified letter to the owner, care of Maxine and Billy Horton, at the address of record on Palo Alto Street here in Carlsbad, New Mexico. Now, I did present you all, council, with updated and updated photograph that shows that the property, the weeds have been changed, however, the dead trees are still. I stand for any questions.
Questions from Ms. Boyer? Do we have a representative for the property here?
near National Parks Highway and Chapman Road. The property has an old mobile home trailer that's vacant and unsecured. The Eddy County Assessor's Office lists Danny D. Willie and Darlene Willie as owning or having an interest in this property with an address of 816 Lowell Lane. The trailer on the property appears to be unoccupied, has been broken into, has broken doors, broken windows, curling siding, missing skirting, and a front porch that is dilapidated. There's a shed in the back of the property full of trash and debris. The property is a problem. The lot has not been maintained. Code enforcement has been to the property, and complaints have come to the attention of code enforcement about the condition. There's trash, debris, and weeds throughout the property. The property has been inspected by the city code enforcement officer and the fire marshal, and the property remains out of compliance with applicable codes. The fire marshal found that the property presents an extreme fire hazard for responding firefighters and emergency personnel. A resolution has been prepared by my office, which, if adopted, would require the owner to remove all ruins, rubbish, wreckage, debris, and weeds from the property within 30 days of service of the resolution. On June 29, 2022, my office sent a certified letter to Mr. and Mrs. Lilly at the address of record at 816 Lowell Lane here in Carlsbad. I have also provided you with updated photographs that show, as of yesterday, the condition of the property, which essentially remains unchanged.
Questions or comments from Ms. Boyer? Do we have a representative of that property here today? If not, what's the pleasure of your council?
Here's the property that I brought to the attention of code enforcement. I would move for approval.
We have a motion to approve.
Second.
And a second. No further discussion. Call for the vote.
Mr. Walshine.
Yes.
Ms. Anaya Flores.
Yes.
Mr. Chavez. Ms. Waters.
Yes.
Mr. Carter.
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez.
Yes.
Mr. Flores.
Yes.
Ms. Niemeyer.
Yes.
Number 10, consider approval of resolution 2022-32, a resolution requiring the removal of ruined, damaged, or dilapidated buildings or structure, ruins, rubbish, wreckage, weeds, and debris at 910 Alvarado, owners Thomas D. Martinez Estate and Christine Martinez. Ms. Boyer.
Mayor and members of the council, for the third condemnation I'm presenting to you today, it involves property at 910 Alvarado Street, which is a residential, highly traveled area, located in a residential area near Alvarado and Board Drive. There appears to be a residence that's been abandoned and has a large amount of rubbish, debris, and weeds that you can see both outside and inside the residence. The Eddy County Assessor's Office lists Thomas D. Martinez Estate and Christine Martinez as owning or having an interest in the property. The assessor's records list Thomas D. Martinez Estate and Christine Martinez's address as 605 Aurora Drive, Carlsbad, New Mexico. The property appears to be vacant. The doors and windows are broken and unsecured. There's a large amount of trash, junk, and debris visible outside and inside the residence. The property has not been maintained. Code enforcement has been called to the property. The property is an ongoing problem. A letter was sent by certified mail to the owner on April 25th, 2022. The property was inspected by city code enforcement and the fire marshal, and they found the property remains out of compliance with applicable codes. The overgrown weeds, damaged, ruined, or dilapidated structure, trash, junk, and debris remains on the property. Fire marshal found that the property presents an extreme fire hazard to responding firefighters and emergency personnel. A resolution has been prepared, which, if adopted, would require the property owner to remove all ruins, dilapidated structure, rubbish, wreckage, debris, and weeds from the property within 30 days of the service of the resolution. And I might add, normally we ask for 60 days, but on this one, due to the condition, we're asking for 30. On June 29th, a certified letter was sent to the Thomas Martinez Estate and Christine Martinez at the address of record 605 Aurora Drive, Carlsbad, New Mexico, which invited them to attend the meeting and speak with the council about the property. And I also provided you with updated
foyer. Do we have a representative of the property here tonight? Seeing none, what's the pleasure of the council? The motion to approve, second. No further discussion, call for the vote.
Mr. Wolfshine?
Yes.
Ms. Amaya Flores? Mr. Chavez?
Yes.
Ms. Waters?
Yes.
Mr. Carter?
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes.
Mr. Flores?
Yes.
Ms. Niemeyer?
Yes.
Resolution is approved. Number 11, council committee reports. Does anyone have any updates?
Mayor, if I may, we were pursuing through the avenue with Census Bureau, looking at a recount for the med camps, so we feel we were severely undercounted in those areas. We had to prove we were innocent of not having the proper count, so we opted to look at water use as one of the means, and I'm very thankful for the city of Carlsbad Administrative Office and Finance Department providing us with the numbers of gallons used that we can make those calculations. We submitted that. I provided you with a copy of the email that says, even if we prove them wrong, that if they will not change the numbers, just promise to do better in 2030. So it's not, as the chairman of the committee, I recommend we not spend any more time or money on it.
Well, we appreciate all the time that you've spent thus far. Appreciate it very much. Thank you. Anyone else in the council? Does anyone in the audience have anything that you'd like to address to the city council? If not, that will move us to number 12, and I call on Councilor Lisa Anaya Flores.
Mayor, I make a motion to adjourn.
Now, a motion to adjourn, second. Mr. Wolfshine, call for the vote.
Mr. Wolfshine?
Yes.
Ms. Amaya Flores?
Yes.
Mr. Chavez? Ms. Waters?
Yes.
Mr. Carter?
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes.
Mr. Flores?